Heather Duplessy-Allen.
23 away from 6. Now, the Tahuia train service from Hamilton to Auckland is meeting its passenger targets, apparently. This is according to an assessment by Waikato Regional Council. The targets were to have 250 passengers per weekday and 100 passengers on Saturdays on average, and they have exceeded those targets. However, current funding for the train runs out in July with no confirmation of anything else after that. Angela Strange is a Waikato Regional Councillor. Hey, Angela.
Hey, Heather. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. So how much did it exceed the targets by? What were we getting?
So over the 2 years, the weekday targets have been exceeded by about 259 each weekday, and Saturdays 207. But the really good news is what the report doesn't show is that since we've added new services, we're smashing those targets out of the room.
Okay, so how many times does the train run every day?
So Monday to Wednesday it runs 4 times a day, Thursday, Friday 6 times, and Saturday is 4 times.
Okay, so we'll just do Monday to Wednesday, so 4 times. And what's the capacity?
Seated 147.
147. So you're looking at almost 600. You can almost get 600 on Monday to Wednesday, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
So 250 is a pretty low target, isn't it?
Well, it's the initial targets that were set by the NZTA board, so we're meeting those at the moment, acknowledging it is a new service. But since we've added new services, some Fridays we're hitting... last Friday, 784 for the whole day. The day that the Prime Minister actually visited Hamilton, 612. Not to mention on Saturdays, 380, and last Saturday, 520 for the day.
How many of these people are actually paying customers? What proportion?
The majority are paying customers.
Like majority, like 51%?
I don't have those numbers on hand, but... anecdotally, the majority are paying customers.
Because heaps of them are actually kids and pensioners, aren't they?
I would say that's probably true for school holidays. However, during term time, we are consistently seeing a real growth in commuter and people travelling for meetings up in Auckland as well.
I don't know. Angela, it's hard to be impressed. Is the point of releasing this to impress us?
No. So the process under play at the moment is that this paper is going to our committee on Friday before it goes to the NZTA board at the end of this month.
Is that in order to see if you can get some more funding for it after July?
Well, basically, it's a five-year startup. Yeah. So we are looking to see out the whole 5 years, which would prove the business case, prove the case for the rail.
Hey,
and just remembering that it is just a startup, it's not stopping, what could be in the future. So faster rail, connecting our fastest growing city, Hamilton, with our largest city, Auckland.
Hey, Angela, are you worried though? It's the 1st of May and the funding runs out in basically 3 full calendar months. Got to be worried about that.
Oh, we are concerned. There's a lot of uncertainty out there at the moment with the current government. But there is a process that's underway, so we're trusting the process.
I heard that the money's gone. You're not going to get it. What have you heard?
Haven't heard that, sorry.
Haven't you? Okay.
No.
Well, okay, well, good luck, I suppose. Angela, thank you. Appreciate it. Angela Strange, Waikato Regional Councillor.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.